in countless churches across Christendom today will re-echo the glorious prologue of John's Gospel in answer to the ages-old question, where did it all begin? Even as we find ourselves within the 12 days of Christmas, with images fresh in our minds of the nativity scene at Bethlehem, we know there is more to know about this precious infant whose arrival in this world was heralded by angels, dreaded by tyrants, welcomed by gentlefolk. The question, from where did he come, this miraculous child, becomes inextricably bound in our minds with that ultimate question, where did it all begin? John's answer? Not with matter or value or concept, not with opinion or perspective, not with force or command, but with word, the essential vehicle of communication, the very basis of relationship between God and humankind. Here again, John's poetic explanation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John speaks so profoundly of the unique and incomparable link between God and humankind that is word. No other creature has the capacity of verbal communication with which we human beings have been endowed. To establish the primacy of word to the very essence of the Creator is intimately to define the special connectedness we are designed to enjoy. This is the understanding that precedes and undergirds and makes credible the beautiful nativity story we retell each year. Jesus, the Word incarnate, came to teach us that unique relationship we are to have with God. He was at once messenger and message. That is the insurmountable gift of Christmas. Receive it with joy. Share it with humility. Live it with gratitude. God has blessed us, everyone. Amen.